So, okay. I don't know how we're going to structure this. The reason you're all here is basically because you all care about Rockland. You all care about the harbor. And so I'm assuming that we're going to come up with something. I'll talk a little bit more about that. But it's more a matter of process at this point. We need to have, eventually, I think we're going to need somebody, either a chair or a co-chair for this committee. It certainly doesn't have to be me, or we can wait till we have a few more people here so we can pick a chair. We should have somebody who's a secretary. One of the reasons I asked Ron to record this is so that since nobody really likes to take notes while they're doing it, at least we'll have something to go back to and be sure that we have it right. Not that there's going to be a lot of stuff.
Will we be taking hard copy notes for the website as well?
Yeah. I mean, we're a city committee, so there should be a hard copy. You know, if nobody else wants to do it, I'm happy to be a secretary for that, too.
Right now we have two ex officio members.
Yes.
Matt is officially staffing, and I'm...
Yeah.
I'll help out as needed.
But you're not
I'm the community development director for the city.
Yeah, but you're not... Are you a member of the... Our voting member?
No, staff. Committees and help out.
Yeah, that's what I mean by ex officio.
When you need assistance.
Open the door and close
I was just wondering if there were any others here.
And I mean, there's a lot of stuff to cover. I think we can talk about it in lots of ways, how we're going to proceed with this. We have, and I'll hand them out if you don't already have them, copies of the current harbor use plan printed out and what's in the comprehensive plan. I don't know how much they're talking about changing the comprehensive plan from what was there to the new one that they're working on. I don't see this really as a rehash of what's in the comprehensive plan. I see this as a much broader policy kind of thing. I don't think anybody who's on the comprehensive plan feels that they have the authority to go out on a limb and say things. And so I think we're in a much better position if we do it right to go out on a limb, come up with some policy stuff that isn't necessarily in the comprehensive plan without rehashing everything. We have been given Julie applied for a grant. We have a grant, and we'd like to hire a consultant who's written a number of other harbor management plans. What's his name? Noel Musson?
That's right.
Has written a lot of other harbor management plans. If you got that email I sent way back when with a lot of other harbor management plans, there's like three or four companies, and Noel is one of them. And having talked to the harbor master in Belfast, they had a really good experience working with him. So I'm hoping that what we can do is when we have our next meeting, we invite Noel, assuming we've in the process of hiring him.
We are indeed.
And get him down here to sort of help guide us through this process. My ideal, I'll be honest, I think we all come to this with very different opinions about where Rockland should go, or at least in the small little things. And we don't consider them small little things, but like cruise ships or marina expansion or public access or fishing, all of those things. I think we've got a good cross-section here of what the community represents. And my ideal is that nothing ever really comes to a vote where we say, oh, we got four in favor of this and three in favor of that. The only way this really works is if we all, because we compromise, we come up with a consensus and everybody agrees on this committee as near as possible with all of the stuff that we want to do. I think we represent the community, and the only way to represent the community is to build a community. So I would like to see us, I know that, you know, you guys are ex officio, and to some extent I might be ex officio too. You know, I don't know that I need to vote. I don't know that I need to be seen as swaying it one way or the other. What I think I'd like to do is see us get more people. I wrote you in that email, if you have a list of people that you think should be invited to all of these meetings, the more people we invite, especially when we talk about a particular subject, the better. Because it's not about necessarily about us, though we will be the ones who decide what goes to the city council. I see these things as being strategy related too. Is there are people who think we should be limiting cruise ships. And maybe we should, I don't know. But how do you do that? You know, where do you step on the federal government's role? Where do you step on the state's role? How do we do it without incurring all kinds of legal problems down the road? And I think this is a good community group to try to find that out and see if we can do that. I think there's other issues. I see them sort of as demographics. Is where were we, you know, I mean, you've been here a long time. And I've been on the harbor here since, you know, forever. And the harbor is a lot different now than it was in 1974. And it's a lot different than it was in 1994. You know, there's no fish packing plants. There's no, I mean, it's a whole different harbor. And those are issues that, where's it going to be in 20 years? My big question on that one is, what does it mean to have a working waterfront in a tourist town? When we say we all want working waterfront, what the hell does that mean? When somebody spills bait in the harbor, everybody complains. So those are all issues we're going to be dealing with, I think.